Chapter 2. The Pequod. At that moment, Mr. Coffin ran into the room. "Don't be afraid," Mr. Coffin said to me. "Queequeg won't hurt you. Queequeg, this man is going to share the room with you. Do you understand?"
"I understand," answered Queequeg. He looked at me carefully, and then he said, "You get in." He pointed to the bed with his hatchet. I looked at him for a moment. I saw that he looked clean and even kind under all the tattoos.
"If you put your hatchet on the table, I'll get into bed," I said.
Queequeg agreed, and we got back into bed. Mr. Coffin left the room. We started to talk, and we talked all night. "I'm the son of the king of a South Sea island," Queequeg told me. "One day, I decided to leave everything and see the world. So, I became a harpooner on a whaling ship."
"That's interesting," I answered. "I also want to leave everything and see the world."
The next morning, we were good friends. We went to Nantucket together to find a ship to sail on. We found an old ship called the Pequod. There were many white whale teeth and bones on the sides of the ship. One of the sailors told us about the captain of the ship, Captain Ahab. "Our brave captain lost a leg in a fight with the great white whale Moby Dick on our last voyage," he explained. "He's still at home in bed, but he will soon return to the ship. We're going to catch Moby Dick and kill him. We'll prepare the ship, and then we'll sail in 10 days.
Then we saw Captain Peleg, an old man and one of the Pequod's proprietors. "Can we come on your next voyage?" we asked him.
"Are you good harpooners?" he asked.
"Of course," Queequeg answered. "Can you see that small bit of oil on the water? Imagine it's the eye of a whale."
Queequeg threw his harpoon over the head of the proprietor and across the ship's deck. It went straight into the center of the oil.
"You've got the job," said Captain Peleg.
I had no experience yet, but the proprietor was impressed with Queequeg, so he believed I was a good harpooner too. Then Captain Peleg continued,
"You must be strong and brave. It will be a dangerous voyage."
Am I strong and brave enough? I thought. I hope I am.
For 10 days, the sailors prepared the Pequod. They also prepared the whaling equipment so that it was ready for use. The sea voyage was for 3 years, so we needed a lot of food, medicine, blankets, clothes, shoes, boots, and hats. Finally, the ship and all the equipment were in perfect condition. Queequeg and I went to the port early in the morning. We went onto the ship. It was completely silent. Queequeg sat on the deck and took his pipe. He began smoking, and then passed the pipe to me. Soon, a friendly sailor came to us.
"Hello," he said. "I'm Stubb, the second officer. Are you the new harpooners?"
"Yes, we are," I answered. "When will we sail?"
"We'll sail today," Stubb said. "The captain arrived here last night."
"Captain Ahab?" I asked.
"That's right, Captain Ahab," Stubb answered.
I wanted to ask more questions, but another sailor came on the deck, and the second officer ended our conversation.
"Hello, Starbucks here," Stubb said. "He's the first officer and a good religious man. I must go now, because he's going to give us our orders. Then we'll tell you what to do."
Soon, the rest of the crew arrived, and we all started working. "Where is Captain Ahab?" I thought. Hours later, we finally sailed. It was a cold winter's day. The long white rows of teeth and bones on the side of the ship were shining in the sunlight. We didn't see Captain Ahab. Where was he?